GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Welcome back to our studio, Jim Page, former chancellor for the University of Maine system, but now with a new passion to serve the ALS Association in Northern New England. Jim, welcome back to our program, sir.
Good morning, Rick. Good morning, George. Great pleasure to be back.
It's always a pleasure to have you here. You've been so successful in so many things. I wasn't quite sure whether to call you chancellor or Mr. President or what, but how about Jim?
Jim will work.
Okay.
And Jim, if you would, introduce us to the two guests that you have dialing in on our PDQ door telephone line this morning.
Yeah, it's my great pleasure this morning to introduce Donna Stevens, who is the Director of Fundraising and Events for the ALS Association of Northern New England. She's calling in, I think, from her place in New Hampshire, and Carla Wheaton, who's the event manager for what we'll be talking about in a few minutes for here. She's down in Gorham.
Donna, good morning to you, and welcome to our program.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
And Carla, it's great to have you dialed in as well this morning.
Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Jim, what pivots your passion to the ALS Association of Northern New England?
Well, let me say right off the bat, first of all, this is a volunteer opportunity I'm taking on. And Donna and Carla approached me a few weeks ago to help with the event that's going to be a walk that's going to be taking place up here in Bangor as part of a number of walks across the area in August, and they can get into the details on that. I had some personal connection with the ALS, which for those of you who are listening is more commonly known as Lou Gehrig's disease. And Donna and Carla can get into some of the more medical specifics around that, but it's quite an insidious, not very well known and not all that well understood by the public. So the events that are happening now are important to bring awareness, to public awareness to this, and as well as to raise money in support of the ALS research. The George Smith is someone who many of your listeners know, and I know very well. He's a friend of mine. Is one of the individuals in Maine who does suffer from ALS, and he's going to have a team walking in the August walk here in Bangor, and that got my interest right off. I'm joining up, and I'm hoping we will rally a lot of George's friends and supporters and have them join us as well.
Carla, maybe this to you. Last year we had the Ice Bucket Challenge and all of that, and walks. We can all do something, can't we?
Yes, definitely. We are so thankful for all of our walkers and teams who come out for the Bangor Walk. The Ice Challenge, it's actually, we're celebrating an anniversary. It got so much awareness for our disease, but there's always more to do. And so we're hoping that people will come out that day and help us build awareness and raise funds for our chapter.
No one wants to have to know the definition of ALS or experience its symptoms, Donna, but we'll turn to you for those that have to live with this disease or family that have to live with this disease and how devastating it can be.
It's not only devastating for the person that has ALS, but it's devastating for the entire family. Oftentimes, the people that are caring for the loved one that has ALS, a spouse, a child, a partner, they're put in a position where they're suddenly caregivers with no training. It can also be financially devastating. People that are able to, you know, work and you know, have a normal life suddenly are faced with this horrific disease and they are disabled. It's just tragic all the way around. And, you know, we don't know a lot, but we know more than we did. The last 5 years have been incredible since the Ice Bucket Challenge in 2014. We've learned a lot more about the disease. From the time that Lou Gehrig was diagnosed up until 2014, we had only identified one gene. From 2014 to present day, we've actually been able to identify five additional genes. So the Ice Bucket Challenge really did put us over the edge and gave us more awareness and really put us on the map, you know, to a possible solution, cure, and certainly treatment. But it is just devastating all the way around. And it again, it's not just affecting the person with ALS, but the family as well.
Jim, through your years of business and in education, you've seen a lot of people succeed who have had some type of disability or some hurdle to overcome. And this is important, I'm sure, to you that you get involved in things like this because you've seen people succeed.
Well, you look at the case of the people who have one of the famous people, of course, was Stephen Hawking, who had this, who is one of the great scientists in the world and lived with this for decades. There are other cases where people become effectively immobile and very limited in a very short period of time. My understanding is that there's a whole family of conditions that are still sort of falling under the ALS umbrella, and we need to know more about how those are going to affect and what abilities are going to be open to people, what opportunities are going to be open to people as this disease progresses to, in their lifetime.
So, Carla, here's a disease that strikes at one's mobility, but now we're rallying hundreds, if not thousands, across our state and our nation to get mobile, to put one foot in front of the other and do more to help raise money.
Right. Yes, exactly. The Bangor Walk, it's going to be on Saturday, August 24th. It's in Hayford Park. It's a really fun day. The Gagan's Pub donates chicken wings. We have the John Baps cheerleaders there. There's a bagpiper who leads the walkers. We also have, it's the same weekend as the walk, the folk festival. So people can come out to our walk in the morning and then head down to the waterfront afterwards. It's really great. But the biggest thing is just having all of us from the ALS community come together for this one day. Here's this devastating disease, but we're able to come together one day. They have this shared experience. It's a lot of fun. Just get together, raise awareness, raise funds. Everyone who comes just goes away just with such a great feeling. And, you know, we're just so thankful for all the volunteers like Jim and George and all the families who come and all the people who come out to support us. So it's just a really great day.
Donna, the New England chapter supports people who have ALS throughout basically three states, Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine. You have a group of people who organized that way. Why just that northern group? Is there a southern group too?
Oh, yes. There are chapters throughout the country. We're based in Concord, New Hampshire, but we are considered the Northern New England chapter. But there's, you know, in Massachusetts, there's research going on in New Hampshire, also in Vermont, in Massachusetts. We are spread out throughout the entire country.
Jim, we ask you, you mentioned your support of George Smith, and gosh, I'm thinking when George would often be on our radio station to talk over issues, we'd have to synchronize the time because he always wanted to get up and take the dogs out for a walk in the morning. And now, if ALS is an issue, there's a simple pleasure that someone cannot experience.
Exactly. And, you know, George has faced this with his typical, you know, good humor and terrific levels of energy. But it's progressing and he has had to adjust to that. And my understanding is that he'll be here for the August walk. But that is exactly typical of the kinds of progressions that when somebody goes through this, my father had the disease and he was, in his older age, was an inveterate walker, but there came a time within the last year or so of his life that he couldn't, he found it very, very difficult to get outside the house. And of course, one of the challenges here is that the disease leaves your mental processes untouched. So you have all of the interests, all of the abilities, all of the desires to do things as your body ceases to be able to take on some of those functions. So it can be a very trying situation. But people like George and people like, as Don and Carla were mentioning earlier, the family support in this is so critical so that people will be able to adjust in a meaningful and positive way.
Carla, let's get right to what we're going to be doing, the walk. How do people sign up? What do we do? How do we support it?
Definitely. To register, you just need to go to our website, which is www.walktodefeatals.org. If anyone has questions about the walk or if they can't walk and are interested in volunteering, they can contact me directly. And my email is kwheaton, it's W-H-E-A-T-O-N, at A-L-S-A, that's for ALS Association, and then N-N-E for Northern New England, .org.
Donna, it seems most everyone has a personal story about how ALS has come to affect their lives or the lives of someone they love. Do you have one to share, Donna?
I do. I have a very good friend who she met the love of her life. They married a little bit later in life, and they were living on the coast. He became a captain and did SEAL tours for people. They were beloved. And he, one day, it seemed that he suddenly was having trouble speaking. And it went on, and they thought, you know, this is very odd. And he was diagnosed very early, which is not always the case. Sometimes it takes more than a year for a diagnosis. But he was diagnosed with ALS, and they gave him about 18 months. And within that time frame, 18 months and 2 weeks later, he had passed and left behind two beautiful daughters, a wife, a granddaughter, and many, many people who loved him dearly. And it's never left me. And so I am looking. There is hope. You know, there definitely have been changes in the last 5 years, and this is something that is certainly very important to me.
Jim, research and is always the answer to, hopefully, to this. My understanding is I don't have a lot of working knowledge, although I worked the muscular dystrophy telethon for years, and we met different people who had, I guess what we always have big words that we have to have to work with, and ALS, it just makes it simpler to say it's amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. I came somewhere in the ballpark with
closest
that.
I'm going to come,
but there are not a lot of people with it percentage-wise. My understanding is it's about maybe 20,000 people in the United States or thereabouts.
And Donna and Carla can give you better numbers on more accurate numbers than I can. But yes, it's a small. It's as far as we know. And again, this is the syndrome of how far does it go and what kinds of neuropathies are fall under this. But fortunately, it's a small number. The downside of it being a small number is people don't know about it, and they don't have the understanding of what to look for, and if they should be so unfortunate as to have a diagnosis, where to go for support, and how research is going to go with that. So it's a small but very vicious small number, but it's a very vicious and insidious disease that needs to be better understood by people.
In our final moments, Carla, we'll turn to you to once again invite us to that website where we can learn more and take part and register for this walk coming up in August in the Queen City. Please.
Yes, please. So our goal this year is to raise $60,000. We would love to have you come out. The website, again, is www.walktodefeatals.org, and you can just choose the Bangor Walk.
Carla Wheaton with the ALS Association in Northern New England. Donna Stevens with the ALS Association in Northern New England.
Jim Page, the former Chancellor of the University of Maine, and others.
Thank you all very much for joining us today on the George Hale, Rick Tyler Show. GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.